Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from District Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol DMX. Shad and I are chatting with the President and CEO, Garrett Ainsworth. Now, Garrett, it's been a couple months since I had you last on the show, and within that time period, the company has made a couple acquisitions, two property acquisitions, as well as release now all 22 holes from that past drill program at the Tom Tebow property in Sweden. Now, just to bring everybody up to speed, District Metals is focused in this Tom Tebow property, the past producing mine here. And it is a base metals play, again, exploration ongoing. Now, Garrett, I want you to recap the 22-hole program. The results came out in a handful of news releases here. I understand there were three main areas that you guys are going to follow up on, but recap the drill results and some of the grades that really caught your guys' eyes, please.
Yeah, absolutely, Corey. So, yeah, in the 22 holes that we drilled, we hit mineralization in 20 of the holes. And really, the main kind of focus was, getting our bearings around the historic Tom Tebow mine, because it hadn't been drilled previously. The last time it was drilled was in the 1970s. So we wanted to see, what was really there in terms of today, and, also get core samples that we can do whole rock geochemistry to help identify, the best host lithologies and look at the structures and do, modern geophysics, which was never done, downhole EM surveys. So the some of the main takeaways that we got from it that were really exciting, up in Oscar's Grooven Zone, holes 2, 3, and 4 hit, very good mineralization, ranging from 6 to almost 15 meters, very, very silver, zinc, lead rich. But it was within, intercalated limestone and felsic volcanic units where the mineralization was like at the contacts of that. And it was it's seemed to be open at depth and open along strike to the east and northeast. And one of the key things here was that Rodney Allen, who's, the local expert geologist for the Bergslagen, he came in and logged all the drill core, and he said, hey guys, like this style of mineralization is exactly what you see at Garpenberg. So this is going to be a key area for us to follow up, and we're going to be drilling some pretty aggressive down dip step outs from these holes and also over to the east and to the northeast. Stepping over to Steffenbergs, which is kind of in the northwest quadrant of the historic Tom Tebow mine, hole 1 hit 8 meters of 20% zinc equivalent, or about 800 grams per ton silver equivalent. It really had all the metals in it for the most part, except the copper was fairly low, but it even had good gold at about 1.7 grams per ton in it. And so basically what we picked up from that, doing some downhole EM surveys, very strong conductor to the north of it that's below the 200 meter exploration drift, and in an area that's never been drilled historically or during our phase one drill program. So that's going to be a really good place for us to step out, and then also to the south of that intercept as well, because there's been no drilling in that area. And then going down to the southwest end of the historic Tom Tebow mine, hole 17 was a really big standout. So it's the, one of the most southwesterly holes, and it hit multiple stacked mineralization, very copper gold rich. There was about 5 separate lenses that we hit, ranging from 2 meters up to about 16 meters wide, completely wide open at depth and along strike to the southwest. And to the southwest, we see some very encouraging geophysical anomalies. So, this is going to be, again, key area for us to do some aggressive step outs, 100 meters at least below, and further stepping out to the southwest.
Yeah, Garrett, I was going to follow up and ask you about that hole 17, because what really stood out to me was there's some pretty nice copper grades in there, over 2% grades and over reasonable sized width. So, compared to some of the other ones that were more zinc and silver focused, I mean, I know it's a polymetallic deposit, but do you think there's maybe two completely different zones going on here, where the one is more silver, zinc, lead, and the other one with some gold in it, and then this one is really more copper gold? Is there maybe two different things happening here, or what, on the south the southwestern side. What do you think's going on there with that hole 17?
Yeah, Chad. So, I mean, this is a classic VMS system that's been flipped on its side. So, you know, down at depth, you've got the feeder zone. That's where you've got very hot and acidic fluids that are coming up. And that's where the copper gold mineralization drops out, is, you know, mostly chalcopyrite. And then as the fluids continue moving upwards, they cool off and the chemistry changes somewhat, and then they'll precipitate out more the silver, zinc, lead mineralization that you're seeing at Steffenberg's and at Oskarsgruven. With hole 17, it was very significant that we saw multiple stacked zones of this feeder zone mineralization, which tells us there's been multiple mineralizing events over a long period of time. And that is a very important, those are very important characteristics of large polymetallic systems in the Bergslagen. And something that was a bit surprising in hole 17, there actually was an interval that was very zinc rich. I think five meters of 7% zinc equivalent, but I think it was 5% straight zinc. And that was unusual, because you wouldn't expect to see that in the feeder zone. And so what that tells us is that there was prior distal type mineralization. But that means there's got to be another feeder zone supplying that, and it could be further to the southwest or to the east. And you know, that's what we're going to be keeping our eyes open for in the phase two drill program.
So Garrett, what do you want investors to focus on as you transition into this phase two program? I understand the whole attacking or going back to these three main targets and also some of these regional targets, but what do you think really will drive the company here forward with the next program?
I think the real key here is that, you know, that we hit on the big step outs, because then it's really telling us the continuity is there, and that the tonnage potential is looking like it has potential to be there as well. Because I've said in the past that, you know, standalone operation in the Bergslagen is kind of said to be 10 million tons with grades that are similar to what you see at Garpenberg. So that's what we're angling towards, trying to figure out if that's what we have on our hands. And I mean, these systems, they're known for going extensively deep at Garpenberg down to 1600 meters. And a lot of the targets that we're following up on from our phase one are wide open at, you know, 200 meters or maybe 280 meters depth. So it's still quite shallow.
Well, Garrett, just remind folks for the phase two, what balance of the drilling will be the step out? It sounds like most of it, but also you pointed out there the depth component, and it was also in the press release that you believe that some of these continue at depth. Will you be doing any deep holes in tandem with the step outs? And how many meters do you plan on drilling on this phase two program?
Yeah, so phase two drill program, we're set to start in early October. We're looking at about 5,000 meters. I'd say about 60 or 70% of the drilling will occur at the historic Tom Thibault mine, with the remainder going to regional coincident geophysical targets that are up to a kilometer along trend from the Tom Thibault mine. Those are some very, you know, primed up targets that we've spent a lot of time developing. We will plan on drilling quite a ways, like definitely 100 meters below some of the intercepts that we have at the historic Tom Thibault mine. And then it could potentially, you know, based on those results, we could go even deeper, take it another 100 meters deeper than that.
So Garrett, where does the company stand then in terms of cash in the bank, and what's the budget for this 5,000 meter upcoming program?
Yep. So right now we're sitting on about 4 million cash in the treasury. So we're fully funded for this 5,000 meter drill program. It should cost about 1.7 million. We also acquired two new properties that we're going to be doing some airborne SkyTEM, like electromagnetic and magnetic surveys on. So essentially the budget for the remainder of the year is about 2.7 million, which, you know, will leave us 1.3 million in the bank by January of next year.
Well, Garrett, let's get into that acquisition you made. You announced it on July 22nd, and I will butcher the names if I try to pronounce them, but walk us through the two properties you picked up, why you picked them up, and why you think that's a good value driver for the company.
Yeah, definitely. It's I butcher the names every day, so it's okay. The one that we're really keen on here is the Groupe Bergé property. It You know, it's quite large, 5,300 hectares. It's, you know, it's very close to Falloon, you know, like 25 kilometers away. I think it's about 45 kilometers away from Tom Tebow. So, I mean, these are projects that we've picked up that are all very close to Tom Tebow and within the North Bergslagen district. Groupage is, it's had some historic production with grades that are, you know, around the same as what you find at Garpenberg. There's about a kilometer strike length of known mineralization between the north and south zones. And some of the historic intercepts are just fantastic. And they're, you know, wide open at depth and along strike. And again, same kind of story. It has not seen a lot of, you know, modern systematic exploration. So we're going to come in first thing, do a airborne survey and then hit the ground and hopefully be in a position to put some drill holes into this property, you know, in the first half of 2022. And I should note, like, a property of this caliber, you know, it's an advanced exploration stage with you know, past production. It's got historical resources and mineralization that's open and drill holes in different directions. I mean, the price that we paid for this, the cost to the company was of great value. We would never be able to do that within like the Abitibi or the Athabasca Basin or the Golden Triangle. So these are both of these projects, Groupage and Svarjo is the other one, are highly creative to the company. Svarjo, I'll just mention, it's about 25 kilometers away from Tom Tebow to the north, pretty close to the historic Falloon mine, about 15 kilometers away. It's had some quite significant production, just over 1 million tons is on record, with, you know, grades that are even higher than what you see at Garpenberg. It's got numerous historic mines and showings on it. So, I mean, again, we're gonna be flying airborne electromagnetic survey on this. You know, it's a good candidate for doing gravity as well. We're basically, there's some literature that's popped up that's just southwest of the Svarjo mine that shows that there are two mineral lenses that you know, have not been mined and remain open in some directions. So we'll follow up on that. But again, it was very good value for the company and great bolt-ons to our flagship Tom Tebow property.
And remind us, didn't you get these from EMX Royalty Corp? And so the question would be, did they provide you with any historic drilling or any exploration work that they had done? Did you get any of that historic data that you can use to guide some of the exploration down the road?
So Svarjo we're acquiring that from EMX Royalty, but Groupage is actually not from EMX. It's from a private Swedish company, and they're called Explora Mineral AB. And so they're, you know, EMX or didn't have any past information, but it is available through the Geological Survey of Sweden on both projects. Explora Mineral actually did provide us with a good database of some past work that was done. Going back to Groupage, there's that north zone that really hangs together. We see continuity of mineralization across 550 meter strike length and down to a depth of 160 meters where it's just wide open. So those are walk-up drill targets, knowing what we know today, that this mineralization extends, you know, in the region much, much deeper than 160 meters.
All right. Interesting update here, Gary. A lot that went on with the company. Now that we're turning out of summer and actually heading into your next drill program, we hope to get you on a bit more regularly to keep everybody up to speed with the company. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of District Metals. If any of you have any follow-up questions for Garrett, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. Garrett, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week. Keep us up to date on future news, please.
Thank you.